For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia told him directly he had no knowledge of what went on in the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago when Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi disappeared. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham thinks otherwise.
Nothing happens in Saudi Arabia without MBS knowing it.
Who's MBS?
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king.
The president tweeted, "Answers will be forthcoming shortly." But for now, he says, the Saudi crown prince has totally denied any knowledge of what happened inside the consulate. The president says the prince is expanding the investigation into what happened to Khashoggi. The president has criticized global condemnation of the Saudis as guilty until proven innocent. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia told him directly he had no knowledge of what went on in the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago when Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi disappeared. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham thinks otherwise.
Nothing happens in Saudi Arabia without MBS knowing it.
Who's MBS?
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king.
The president tweeted, "Answers will be forthcoming shortly." But for now, he says, the Saudi crown prince has totally denied any knowledge of what happened inside the consulate. The president says the prince is expanding the investigation into what happened to Khashoggi. The president has criticized global condemnation of the Saudis as guilty until proven innocent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Wall Street is up. Last week, the Dow suffered its worst week since March. But today, the stock index had its best day since March. At the closing bell, it was up almost 548 points, or 2.2%. A very positive earnings report helped make back some of the tremendous losses from last week. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Johnson & Johnson were among the major companies that posted very strong earnings. Tech stocks rebound as well. Amazon and Facebook showed strong earnings, which drove up the NASDAQ to around 3%. Despite these advances, all three major indexes remain firmly in the red for the month. Tons of rain this week has raised rivers beyond their banks in central Texas. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people. As the water continues to come up, we're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people. Stay off the roads. If they're in someplace safe, stay safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Republican senator says the digital revolution is undermining America's sense of local community. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska says the digital revolution that fundamentally changed the economy is also undermining the country's overall sense of community. He joined CBS this morning to explain why.
At the NIH, you got a whole bunch of researchers and scientists who see loneliness as the number one public health crisis in America. We've had a halving of friendship in 27 years.